Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Hi, everybody. For today's brief time in God's Word, I'm going to read to you a weird passage. Ready? This is from 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 23 and 24, and it concerns King Saul over Israel. Okay, ready for a weird couple of verses? Here we go. So he went there to Naoth in Ramah. Then the Spirit of God was also upon him, and he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. He also stripped off his clothes and prophesied before Samuel in like manner and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Therefore they say, is Saul also among the prophets? Weird couple of verses. Let's unpack them together. Okay, jealous King Saul wanted to kill David. Saul could sense God's presence with David and God's anointing upon the young man. He knew that David had a spiritual life and connection with God that the king did not. He was made crazy with jealousy, so Saul dedicated his life and his army to finding and killing David. So Saul heard that David was in Ramah, the hometown of the prophet Samuel. He sent messengers to capture David. They came back prophesying, speaking by the Spirit of God. This happened 3 times. Don't you see that in those 3 times, the Holy Spirit said to Saul, leave David alone. My spirit is stronger than you are. You're never going to win this battle against me and against David. But Saul didn't listen. Instead, to an even greater degree, Saul took matters into his own hands. It says there in the text that he also went down to Ramah. And then a strange thing happened when King Saul went to Ramah. We read, then the Spirit of God was upon him also. As it did with the 3 groups of messengers that he previously sent, the Holy Spirit worked to prevent David's capture. The Holy Spirit also told Saul, hands off my servant David, I am in charge here. Now God spoke a 2nd powerful message to the proud king. Through this strange spiritual experience, God said to Saul, Saul, you're prophesying now, speaking beautiful words of praise and wonder to me. This is how I could work in you all the time, if you were humble, if you were willing. And it became even stranger when King Saul also stripped off his clothes and prophesied. The Spirit prompted Saul to do this as an expression of deep humility. He humiliated Saul in front of everybody. You see, Saul would not humble himself before God. And so God would find a way to humble him. Now, it's unlikely, although it's possible, but it's unlikely that Saul stripped himself bare naked. That Hebrew word that's translated naked there, it can indicate just stripping down to the undergarments. Saul probably took off all the royal robes that said prestige and royalty, and he laid himself out before the Lord in his plain linen undergarments. It was a way for the Lord to say, you really aren't a king anymore, Saul. I've stripped you of your royal glory. Now, all of this shows us sometimes that we sometimes forget. A person can be influenced by the power of God, again, resulting in amazing experiences. Influenced, but not surrendered to the power of God, which results in a changed life. Do you get the contrast between the two there? Saul was influenced, but he wasn't surrendered. Brother and sister, I just want to encourage you today. Make sure that whatever influence the Spirit of God has in your life today, that it results in a greater surrender to him and humbling yourself before the Lord. That's my prayer for you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.